Tess, Mishnah Yud Beis, the last of the perek in Bava Kama. Continuation of the previous Mishnah. The case in the previous Mishnah was where a person stole from a convert who had no next of kin, and he therefore has to bring his Karen Chomish and Asham to the Kohanim who are in service there. And then the end of the Mishnah was, what happens if he dies also? So we're continuing on there, on that point. We're focusing on the issue that the proper order has to be first the money is given and then the korban is brought. Otherwise it doesn't work. Okay? Based on the psukim. So, nasana kesef la'anshe mishmar. Step one, the good thief who's now penitent and is bringing the money to the kohanim who are in that mishmar, that week service. Remember, the 24 groups, they work from Shabbos to Shabbos. Each group from Shabbos to Shabbos. So that week's mishmar that they're called, those kohanim that are serving, he brings it to them, the money. The mace. And now he's dead. So he hasn't yet delivered his korban. So he hasn't yet really gotten a proper kapara. So the children might say, listen, if our dad isn't going to get a kapara, give us back our money. So, that being the case, you might think that, but they cannot say that. Eina yorshin yichon lahotzi miyadam. The inheritors cannot get the money back from the hands of the kohanim, because they actually have to kapara was done. Like, it actually was a good deed to make restitution on behalf of the father. It's certainly good for a soul, whatever it is. And the pasuk says it should stay there. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, ish asher yitan lekohen, the man who gives it to the kohen, lo yiyah, it shall be his. Meaning it should be the kohen's. And what's that coming to add? Obviously, coming to add, it's his, even if part two, the asham, can't be brought. Nasana ketzef, sorry. Now, the principle is, like I said, first money has to be brought, and then the asham brought second. Now, the mishmaros were divided into 24 groups, like we said. They each had a name. It's listed in Divrei Hayamim. Each of the 24 groups that David and Shmuel divided the groups into, they were named after, like, the, I guess, leading family of its time, like the leading Kohanic family of that particular at that time. So therefore, each of the 24 mishmaros have a name, like a house name, which is based on the leading family back then. There could be there's no one left in this name, you know, but it stuck. So I can only imagine that in Lasid Lavo, the 24 groups will keep these same names, even though there'll be perhaps no one with that name anymore. But in any case, so the first of the 24 is Yehoyariv, and the second is Yedaya. That's just how it is. So those are the names here. This gets confusing because of the names. So the case is Nasan HaKesef Lo Yehoyariv. The thief gave the money to Group A. He wanted to give the money to this week's Mishmar. They served first. The Asham, the next week's group, is when he finally delivered the Asham, the animal, the ram, to be brought. So then Yatza, that's cool. Yatza means, usually Yatza sounds like B'di'evit. It's the Charchil, that's how you do it. You first bring your money, then you bring the animal. If it's over two Mishmaros, so what's the big deal? However, if he did it in reverse, first he brings the Korban before giving the money, Asham Lo Yariv, first he gives to Group A, this week's group, the Korban Asham, the Chesef, and then the money, Lidaya, to the second group the next week, that's no good. So he wouldn't be Yotzi. What do you do? Im Kaim HaAsham. If the first group knew what they were doing, and they said, we can't bring this Korban, so you bring the money, we're not bringing it yet. So then, cool, it's sitting around, and then the next week's group, Yedaya, will bring both. Yakrivuhu b'nei Yedaya, the second group, will, after they've gotten their money, will bring the Korban, and everyone's cool, everything's good. Vim Lav, however, if the first group was, I don't know what, nasty or something, they wanted to keep the skin for themselves, and they brought the Asham, or this were sloppy, and didn't pay attention to getting their money, which I doubt, but anyways, then that's no good. The guy, the thief who brought the animal to be brought, if he brought it in the wrong order, Yachzer v'yavi Asham acher, he has to bring a new korban, because he has to only bring the korban after the money is delivered. I should speak out here because shamevi gzelo achlo hevi ashamo. If a person returns the money that he stole only after his carbon shamevi gzelo. If he first brings back the money achlo hevi ashamo before his carbon had been brought, that's good. Yatza, that's how he's supposed to do it. Hevi ashamo. If he first brings the korban asham and brings the guilt offering, achlo hevi gzela, but he didn't yet return the money, lo yatza, he's not yelti with his kapara, and he has to do it again, another korban. I should speak out here, this certainly applies as the case we said, but it's the same rule would apply for any old person who's a gazlan. He has to, and he lied false under oath, therefore he has to bring the korban asham. The same is true, he has to first give back the object he stole, and then bring his korban. In other words, what am I saying? The case that I've been explaining now is that all went to the kohanim, that the mishnah is setting up, right? You're giving it, returning the money to the kohanim, because the victim is dead and he has no inheritors, and then bring your korban. I'm just saying the same rule applies if I stole from a regular Jew who's got inheritors, or he's alive, whatever it is. I can't bring a korban until after I give him back the thing I stole. Although I'm not yotzi, I have to bring another korban afterwards. Nasanes a keren, if you gave back the keren. Now keren here means as opposed to the chomesh. So in other words, really when I steal and then I lie about it under oath, I take a false shvua, I have to bring keren plus the chomesh and the asham. So really, what happens if I return the keren but not yet the chomesh, and then I brought my asham? So the chomesh is unbrought. That's okay. Nasnes a keren, nasnes a chomesh, as long as I gave back the thing I stole or the value of it, when that's appropriate. But even if I failed to give the chomesh and then I brought my asham, I'm yotzi ein a chomesh ma'akev. The delivery of the extra chomesh, the 25% more, is not ma'akev the efficacy of my kapara. I told you there's two parts to the kapara. There's the giving the money back and there's the bringing the korban. But neither one is conditional on the chomesh. Chomesh is like a punitive financial payment I owe the person. So in other words, what I'm speaking is this. Really, by me returning the object and doing my korban asham, I have a full kapara. All I have left on my, so to speak, spiritual books is a financial debt to someone, but not. I've made amends the best I could do for my bad deed of being a thief and a liar. The chomesh is something separate owed from you, but it's an independent, separate thing that just owed, that is not ma'akev of the kapara. Good.